Have you ever heard of crowdfunding? It's a model of financing your idea, and actually it's not that new. The very base of the Statue of Liberty was paid in this way. American citizens gave a few dollars from their pockets so one of the most famous statues in the world could have something to stand on. And that's one of the first crowdfunding campaigns ever. Today this is done through internet platforms. With only a few clicks, you can present your idea or your product or support someone else's. But not many Croatians have heard about this. That's why the United Nations Development Program in Croatia and a non-profit organization called Brodoto decided to organize this conference. Marko Gregovic from Brodoto says it's something Croatia desperately needs.
We managed to bring more than 30 international speakers and we have every day more than 200 guests. With this, we hope that we put Zagreb and Croatia on the crowdfunding map of Europe and the world. We feel that it's important to talk about crowdfunding in Croatia because in Croatia it's notoriously difficult to get to access funds to start your projects.
One of the keynote speakers at the conference was Liz Wald, who until recently was the international head of Indiegogo, the first and today the biggest internet crowdfunding platform in the world. Wald says it's not just a platform where you present your idea, but that it also helps you to improve it and come up with a strategy that would inspire others to support it.
What it really is marketing your idea, identifying people who will champion your idea, getting feedback on your idea. You know, if you're making a product and you say, I think it would be really good if it's green, and you put it out there and 80% of the people say, I'd buy it if it was blue, then you know maybe you should make it in blue. And that the crowd as a whole is going to have a lot more insight than you as one person.
One of the most important things is to establish an emotional connection with the people whose support you're trying to get. It's not only about your idea, but about building yourself as a brand. That's something that Tomislav Perko, a famous Croatian travel writer, is really good at. He managed to publish his book called 1000 Days of Spring through crowdfunding. He asked his 35,000 Facebook fans, who had been reading his blog and had loved his travel photos for years, to help him publish his book of travels. And he did it. In fact, he got 2 times more money than he initially asked for.
So I think that's the, especially in writing and especially in travels, that's the most important thing, that people relate to you and know who you are and know what's your mindset and what do you stand for, you know. If they see that you're an idiot and that you're going around the world to sleep with many girls as possible or something, they will probably not back you up. But if they see that you're traveling and, you know, giving them the idea what destination is all about and the hospitality of other people and so on, that's when they will say, look, I like this guy and I like what he's talking about, then I will be happy to give some money to help him publish his book.
Tomislav will soon publish his second book, also thanks to crowdfunding. Walt says it's because he has been doing everything with passion, and passion means success.
You have to be unbelievably passionate for what you're doing. Because if you just put something out there, people aren't going to like wake up in the morning and be like, I think I'm going to fund something today on Indiegogo. Nobody does that, right? Like, I mean, it'd be great if everybody did. But what happens is, I'm going to give that my friend $10, and I think you should too, because I think it would be awesome if this film was made. I mean, the person has to be really willing to go out and tell every person they've met ever in their life about their project and why it's awesome.
So you have to be very passionate about what you're doing, not only your crowdfunding campaign, but everything else you do. Because if you don't have that passion, people will recognize it and nobody will care. Like, if you don't care about your things, like, why would anybody else do?
And when people say to me, I'm kind of shy, I don't want to ask people for money, don't run a crowdfunding campaign if you don't want to ask people for money, because that is what you're doing. You're saying, fund me. Fund my idea. This is why I think it's cool and important. So you have to be super enthusiastic about your own idea or you won't be successful. Even if it's an amazing idea, people fund people, right? Like, yes, they're funding a project, but if they don't trust you, know you, think it's interesting, you know, they're not just going to give you their money.
But it's not just your personal project that you could be passionate about. Sometimes crowdfunding can have a higher purpose. Brodotor proves it. After the conference, they launched a crowdfunding campaign called Lighten the Load in order to help Syrian refugees, says Marko Gregovic.
We will launch a crowdfunding campaign to fund baby slings for babies and mothers of refugees that are currently trying to find their way to safety through Balkans. We will basically gather funds in order to buy at least 100 baby slings that we will then, together with our partners, ship to Macedonia, Serbia and here in Croatia and distribute it to Syrian refugees.
That's just one of many campaigns that you can support, and in this way help not only one person, but many. In the meantime, if you have a great idea, you're just a few clicks away from making it happen. Okay, and you also need a good strategy. So what are you waiting for?